Derek!
Fucking pervert, down!
Jesus, Danny, what the fuck are you thinking?
There's a black guy outside. He's breaking into your car.
How long has he been there?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Not right now, honey. How many? Danny, how many?
One, I think.
Is he strapped?
Huh?
Does he have a fucking gun, Danny?
Man, I don't fucking know.
Wait a second, what the fuck is going on, Derek?
Stay right here and
Jesus.
Quiet. Stay right here.
Wait a second, Derek, wait!
No problem with him, okay?
Now don't insult my intelligence, Murray. You hate this child, and I think I know why.
Oh, is that what happened? Dr. Sweeney's office?
I went out with his mother a few times. That was 3 years ago. It was nothing.
Nothing, really.
That paper. Bob, it's a travesty. Arguing for Hitler as a civil rights hero. You've got to draw the line.
You know, Murray, you actually did this to yourself. You told them that they could do a report on any book that related to the struggle for civil rights. In plain English. I am not disputing the fact that the child is confused. And he harbors some sick ideas, but I am not ready to give up on him yet.
His brother probably put him up to it.
I can guarantee you 100% his brother did not put him up to this.
I find that hard to believe. Whatever. Look, I know he was a good kid, and it's a shame what he's been through, but that is dangerous.
Dangerous in what way?
Bob, that goes too far.
This racist propaganda, this Mein Kampf psychobabble, he learned this nonsense, Murray, and he can unlearn it too. I will not give up on this child yet.
Danny, get in here. I said, get in here. Get in here! 5, 4, 3, 2, shut the door. What's it gonna be, Danny?
What's working to me?
This petty crap you're pulling.
I don't know.
Have a seat. How you doing?
Fine.
Things at home okay?
Yeah.
Derek got out this morning, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
He was one of my students. You knew that, right? Honors English. He was a brilliant student. Like you. But he hung out with simple-minded fools. Also, like you.
Look, Sweeney, did you bring me in here to talk about Derek? Because what happened to him has nothing to do with me.
Everything you do right now has something to do with Derek.
Look, I followed directions. I wrote an A paper.
Mein Kampf? I should expel you.
Go ahead. What, you don't think I could handle it?
No, I think the street would kill you. Your rhetoric and your propaganda aren't going to save you out there. So here's the drill. I'm your history teacher from now on. We will discuss current events. We will call this class American History X. We meet once a day. All right. Your first assignment is to prepare for me a new paper due tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Sweeney. It took me a week to read Mein Kampf. That isn't fair. Well, what do you want me to do it on?
Your brother.
Oh, God, man. Please tell me you're joking.
No, I'm not kidding. I want you to analyze and interpret all the events surrounding Derek's incarceration. How these events helped shape your present perspective concerning life in contemporary America. The impact on your life, your families. Whatever you want to say, I'll be the only one reading it. But if it's not on my desk tomorrow morning, you are a ghost at Venice Beach High. Are you clear?
Yeah, I'm clear.
Tell that teacher I'm fucking cheating! Is that what's happening? I never cheated in my life. Beat his motherfucking ass, Hannibal.
I didn't say anything.
Why you tripping on me? Now, why you all kicking it like that?
What's up, man?
What you scared for? I ain't gonna do nothing. What's up? Want some too, bitch? Huh? What's wrong with you? You wanna die? Punk ass white boy. You lucky I gotta go to class. He ain't gonna do that. He don't wanna see me and the heater. Lucky the bell rang. I would have clocked that white boy. Punk ass.
Punk ass fool.
You gotta fucking stand up for yourself.
Got a whole file on skinheads here.
Skinheads all part of the same gang?
Venice Beach gang.
What's the body list?
Actually, he's been to this YA.
This guy's CC.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him right there. This morning we have a guest coming in, and there he is.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Hey.
Good to see you, pal.
Morning.
Gentlemen, this here is Dr. Bob Sweeney. He's principal over at Venice Beach High. And for some time now, he's been doing outreach work with gangs both in and out of the camp. Now, 3 years ago, a local kid named Derek Vineyard was sent up for murdering a couple of Crips who were trying to jack his car. Well, Bob taught Vineyard back at high school, and he's followed the case kind of closely.
He was a skinhead, right?
He was more like the skinhead, the protege of Cameron Alexander.
Who?
Cameron Alexander. Here you go. Have a look-see. Cameron Alexander, well, he's a Venice Beach landmark. He's probably the biggest distributor and writer of white power literature and videos in L.A. County. He promotes white power bands, he writes reviews, and in his spare time, this guy even writes hate columns.
Well, does he have a record?
It's pretty clean. Been trying to pin something to him, but it doesn't work.
Trust me, he's behind all of it. He runs everything out of his house down by the beach.
There were no white gangs in Venice Beach before Cameron Alexander and Derek Vineyard hooked up.
Alexander found in Derek his shining prince. Essentially, he used Derek to recruit a slew of insecure, frustrated, and impressionable kids.
This kid Vineyard, well, he's got a lot of baggage. A as you'll see in this tape that we've gotten courtesy of NBC.
Earlier today, L.A. County firefighter Dennis Vineyard was shot and killed battling a blaze at a suspected Compton drug den. We're at the Vineyard home right now, and Lieutenant Vineyard's oldest son, Derek, has agreed to talk with us for a moment. Derek, if you could come down here, please, for just a second. Look, I know this is tough, but how do you feel right now?
How do you think I feel? I think it's typical.
Typical how?
Well, this country's becoming a haven for criminals, so what do you expect? You know, decent, hardworking Americans like my dad are getting rubbed out by social parasites.
Parasites?
Blacks, browns, yellow, whatever.
I don't understand. You're saying that you think maybe your father's murder was race-related?
Yeah, it's race-related. Every problem in this country is race-related, not just crime. It's like immigration, AIDS, welfare, those are problems of the Black community, the Hispanic community, the Asian community. They're not white problems.
Derek, aren't those really issues that deal more with poverty?
No, you know, no. They're not products of their environments either. That's crap. Minorities don't give two shits about this country. They come here to exploit it, not to embrace it.
What does this have to do?
I mean, millions of white European Americans came here and flourished, you know, within a generation. So what the fuck is the matter with these people? They have to go around shooting at firemen.
What does this have to do with the murder of your father?
Because my father was murdered doing his job. Putting out a fire in a fucking nigger neighborhood he shouldn't have even given a shit about. He got shot by a fucking drug dealer who probably still collects a welfare check.
I'm sorry.
Derek Vineyard was quietly released from Chino early this morning after serving 3 and some odd years. Now, I think this is something we got to keep an eye on.
If something happens to him, things could get very ugly down by the beach.
Just keep it low.
Venice Beach didn't always look like this. It used to be a great neighborhood. The boardwalk's always been a dump, but when my dad moved us out here, Venice was a nice, quiet place to grow up. Over the years, though, it's just gone to hell. The gangs are like a plague. They moved west from Inglewood and South Central and basically took over.
I'm alright. Hey, yo, is that fool you were telling me about?
Yeah, that's that
motherfucker.
Yeah, man, that's him.
That's why Derek started the DOC. He said white kids shouldn't have to walk around scared in their own neighborhood. For a while there, he really made it like it was ours again.
Throw the ball! Throw the ball!
Come on, Curtis! We're chucking it up! Pass the ball!
Come on, let's go.
Look at this fucking jungle bunny. He does a spin move every time. Every time.
Come on.
Great
shit, motherfucker.
Over here.
This one's for you, boy.
What the fuck you
stop that? Yeah, man. Yeah, boy, motherfucker, huh?
Lucky motherfucker. I'm through monkeying around with your fucking ass.
Pale, pasty, but stride me eating cracker, motherfucker. $100 say I make you my bitch.
He's trying to make ends meet for his cut and welfare. You're fucking on.
Date 6, Seth.
Danny, when I want your fucking opinion, I'll ask for it. Come on, guys. I can't cover this. Come on, guys. Help me out here.
You have a big fucking mouth, Seth.
I can take this nigglet down. Seth, give me 50
take
bucks.
A shit. What the fuck are you thinking if you don't have the money?
Derek, I will beat him. Give me the money.
Shut
help
up.
Me out here.
Shut
I've
up.
Got this
You're
game.
Fucking
I can win.
Us. It Shut up. Take care of this.
Hey! I got a bet.
I come in this game right now. Same score, but we play black guys against the white guys.
Damn, no price, cracker.
No money, no money for these courts. And not just today, for good. If you win, we will walk away. But if we win, no bitching, no fighting,
Right here in front of everybody. You pack up your shit and get your black asses out of here.
Hey, man, fuck that. Take this bag. This is just, you know.
8-6, our ball.
Let's go.
Offense.
Man, get the fuck out of here. He moved his...
You want to go? I'm ready. Oh, don't be throwing fucking elbows at me.
Fuck that. You want to go? Adolf Hitler want to be ready.
What?
Put the
You okay?
Yeah, it scares me more.
You gotta call offense on that shit, Dare.
Not on game point, Danny.
Oh, fuck that. You can't let those niggas get away with that shit.
Well, you game point.
Shut them down, Dare. Kick some ass.
What's this?
Wouldn't let us visit him in prison. He said it would make it just too hard for him, and that if we came, he wouldn't see us anyhow. 3 years without him, just wondering. And then, 7 o'clock this morning, we picked him up outside the gate. The whole ride back, he didn't say anything. I wanted to stay home, but he said no, go to school. I'll see you later.
Come on, give the guy a break.
What's the matter? You too big to give me a hug, tough guy?
No, man. I just know you're gonna, you know, need someone to look after you while you adjust all this space.
Yeah, right. Place is smaller than the old living room. How you doing? How's school?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good. You gotta do something about that hair, man. That dude's gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know. The girls like it, so...
Well, I don't.
You're keeping it pretty close. You took it all the way down, huh?
Yeah. Shit, look, I forgot, man. It hurt like shit while they were putting it on, man.
When did you get that?
I got it about a month ago. Cameron made it official.
Cameron?
Yeah.
He put this on you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello.
What?
Hi. This is Derek. It's for you.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm going to grab it. Is there a phone in the back?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it in the back.
I got it.
Yeah? Oh, hey. What?
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo. We've washed ourselves in niggers' blood and all the mongrels, too. We're taking down the Zoc machine, two by two by two. The white man marches on.
You think our friend was behind that? Well, you know what? I don't even care. I don't even care, because I'm going to take care of that tonight.
Sweet kid, sweet baby boy.
God, what's such a love fest, you guys?
No, no, he'll do it. He'll do it. I'll make sure he does it.
I'll get it.
Came to see the man.
Are you sure you can fit through the fucking door?
Fuck you!
Seth.
What's up, Dan?
How you doing?
How you doing? Where's Derek?
He's on the phone.
Come out, you free motherfucker! Vineyard, where the fuck are you? Vineyard!
Give me a minute.
Vineyard!
No, I'll be out in a minute.
I'm being careful. What am I going to do? I'm not going to stay in my room the rest of my life, you know? Hold on. Hey, hey. What the fuck is Seth doing here? Did you invite him over?
No, he always comes over here.
Danny, give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute.
Still here, Goodyear?
You calling me a blimp, you fucking Democrat?
When was the last time you were actually able to see your feet?
Come in here, Danny.
Sad. Hey, man, are you going to Cam's party tonight?
Davina's ass watertight.
You're fucking sick, man.
All right, relax. Let me ask you a few questions.
Oh, man, I'm not in the mood. I got homework to do.
Tell me some of the shit you've learned, fuck-ass, before I pistol-whip you.
Okay. I believe in death, destruction, chaos, filth, and greed.
Cut the shit, Dan. Come on. Tell me what I want to hear, asshole.
You mean that shit about your mother, man?
You want to get fucking beaten, Danny? I'm not fucking talking to you, Davina. Why don't you shut up?
Look, you gotta let me do this my own way, all right? I'll take care of it.
Who do you hate, Danny?
I hate anyone that isn't white Protestant.
Why?
They're a burden to the advancement of the white race. Some of them are all right, I guess.
None of them are fucking all right, Danny, okay? They're all a bunch of fucking freeloaders. Remember what Cam said? We don't know them. We don't want to know them. They're the fucking enemy. Now, what don't you like about them? And say it with some fucking conviction.
I hate the fact that it's cool to be black these days.
Good.
I hate this hip-hop fucking influence on white fucking suburbia.
Good.
And I hate Tabitha Soren and all her Zionist MTV fucking pigs telling us we should get along. Save the rhetorical bullshit, Hillary Rodham Clinton, because it ain't gonna fucking air.
Some of the best shit I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Danny, no. I feel awesome. Sorry for you, Danny. I know you don't believe any of that shit, right? You don't.
Shut up, Davina!
No, you shut the fuck up. Get out of the fucking house now, you piece of shit. Please go.
Is that any way to talk to a guest, a friend of the family?
Derek hates you, and you don't even realize.
Hey, hey, how do you know who I hate, Davina?
Fucking A, back from the dead. God bless Jesus Christ, man.
God, I think you lost weight, man. I can get my arms, like, almost all the way around.
50 fucking pounds, man.
Jesus, look at his hair. Holy shit.
Man, I told him it's gotta go.
Good to have you back. Grab your jacket. Let's get the fuck out of here. Come on,
all
let's
right.
go.
All right, I wanna talk to him. One sec.
Look. Hey, listen. Did you pull some kind of shit in school today?
No, just the usual.
I'm telling you, man, this kid is awesome as hell.
Did you turn in a paper on Mein Kampf?
Yeah.
That is awesome. You should. He probably man, shit his pants.
He did, man. He was so.
Is that your idea, pissed. Or did Cameron put you up to that? Did he tell you to do that?
No, man. I thought it would be cool.
I'm telling you, man. This
How'd
kid
you
is
know,
smart.
Though?
This
kid, How'd you know anything?
Doesn't matter how I knew.
This kid is smart as hell.
Was that Sweeney on the phone?
Yeah, Sweeney called and told me.
God, I hate that fucking nigger, man.
Relax.
He's got to get a fucking life,
look,
man.
Look,
he pisses
no,
me
no.
off.
No, Sweeney's a good teacher, all right?
Sweeney is a nigger on a power trip, Vineyard. That's what he was like when we were there, and that's how he is now. Hey, it'll never change either. Fuck that nigger.
Seth, go away. Go away.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Go wait in Danny's room. I want to talk to my brother. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you. I'll be there in 1 minute. Come here, seriously, look. Forget this Yahoo, all right? He kills bugs for a living. You don't want to be like that.
No.
I'm serious. It's not funny. Sweeney is a good teacher. You can learn a lot from him. So don't go fuck it up with small fry shit like that. You got to be smarter than that.
You don't understand, man. You don't understand. You got to see the fucking bullshit paper he's making.
I know all about it. He told me all about it. I don't care. And you're going to do it. You do anything he tells you to do. I mean it. I don't want you getting in trouble in school, trying to impress me, taking this shit in there, all right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, I was doing it because I thought you'd be happy.
Well, I'm not. Shh. Listen to that.
Man, I know it's been getting worse.
Come on. All right, look. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to you about this later, all right?
Okay.
Hey, she's coughing her lungs out and you're blowing the shit in her face all day. Put it out.
I'm putting it out.
All right, come on. Hey, come on, I'll talk to you.
Mommy, are you okay?
Hey, Dylan, put that out. I'm just yelling at him for blowing smoke in your face, and you're in here sucking on it.
Nice thing to come home to, huh?
Yeah. You all right? You all right? You gotta take it easy, all right? You gotta get some rest. I want you to take Danny's in my room, and we'll hit the couch.
No, not the couch, Ray. Just the couch is fine.
No, it's not fine. It's not. This is terrible. We can't live like this. We gotta get out of here.
Can I go with you?
Yeah. We all gotta get out of here. That's the point.
Well, I could drop out of school and get a job.
No, absolutely not. You gotta finish. I'll work something out.
Please go eat. I'm fucking starving here. I mean,
I don't give a shit. Go wait in the living room.
God.
I want him out of my house.
Oh, I know. Look. He's an idiot. He's always been an idiot.
Whatever, dude. He can't help it. I gotta do that paper. Look, I'm gonna catch up with you later tonight. I can't.
Hey, not at Cameron's.
What?
Look, I need you to stay away from there, okay?
But why, man? I thought we were gonna hang.
Trust me, I will explain it to you later. I just need you to stay away from the party, all right?
Whatever.
Hey, I'm not kidding. Promise me you're gonna stay away from that party tonight, Danny.
I'm not fucking 14 anymore, all right? Whatever. God!
Come on, let's go.
Free park. I'm back.
much. It didn't take long for Derek to make a name for himself. And Cameron knew just how to use it.
You sure you don't want to stick around?
You know I'd love to, but I gotta be careful.
Yeah, I know. We'll see you back at the house then.
Right. All right. Good luck.
He sent Derek to the kids, to the frustrated ones. The ones who are sick of getting their asses kicked by black and Mexican gangs. Don't just be some punk. Be part of something.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Pull it together.
And everybody ate it up. They did whatever Derek told them to.
Hey, let's go. Come on. We're not here to fucking socialize.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Want a little toke?
Huh? Curtis, what is that?
Oh, come on, Derek.
Weed is for niggers. Put that away right now.
A little self-respect.
All right, listen up. We need to open our eyes.
There's over 2 million illegal immigrants bedding down in this state tonight. This state spent $3 billion last year on services for those people who had no right to be here in the first place. $3 billion. $400 million just to lock up a bunch of illegal immigrant criminals who only got into this country because the fucking INS decided it's not worth the effort to screen for convicted felons. Who gives a shit? Our government doesn't give a shit. Our border policy is a joke. So is anybody surprised that south of the border they're laughing at us? Laughing at our laws?
Yeah.
Every night, thousands of these parasites stream across the border like some fucking pinata exploding. Don't laugh! There's nothing funny going on here. This is about your life and mine. It's about decent, hardworking Americans falling through the cracks and getting the shaft because their government cares more about the constitutional rights of a bunch of people who aren't even citizens of this country. On the Statue of Liberty, it says, "Give me your tired, your hungry, your poor." Well, it's Americans who are tired and hungry and poor. And I say until you take care of that, close the fucking book. Because we're losing. We're losing our right to pursue our destiny. We're losing our freedom. So that a bunch of fucking foreigners can come in here and exploit our country. And this isn't something that's going on far away. This isn't something that's happening places we can't do anything about it. It's happening right here. Right in our neighborhood. Right in that building behind you. Archie Miller ran that grocery store since we were kids here. Dave worked there, Mike worked there. He went under, and now some fucking Korean owns it who fired these guys and is making a killing because he hired 40 fucking border jumpers. I see this shit going on, and I don't see anybody doing anything about it, and it fucking pisses me off. So look around you. This isn't our fucking neighborhood. It's a battlefield. We're on a battlefield tonight. Make a decision. Are we going to stand on the sidelines, quietly standing there while our country gets raped?
Hell no.
Are we going to ante up and do something about it?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah!
You're goddamn right we are. Don't you know it's against the law to hire fucking border jumpers, you neck bastard?
No, you don't need this. Don't need this.
Please,
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Please, no.
Help me. Oh, you fucking bitch. I think this bitch is cool. Well, I think
oh, man, this bitch stinks. Get some cream on it. She smells like fish and chips and guacamole, yo.
Get some of that in there.
Throw it on.
Come on. Hey, that's a great color on you, you know?
Get
Vikings job, bitch.
A little better than this one, huh?
Yeah. Wife.
You move up in the world, huh?
Woo!
Asshole! Ah! Come on, let's go. We're out of here. Everybody out. Let's go. Now. Now.
Fucking work, comprende?
Come on, come on!
Go, go!
Fucking come on!
Dad was gone, but things were almost normal again. Derek had a good job, Mom was starting to live a little. Everyone was feeling so good that we just didn't see it coming. Maybe we should have.
The irony is that most of the stores that were destroyed during the riots were owned by black people.
That's stupid, though. I mean, why trash your own neighborhood?
Well, that's my point. It's an irrational act. It's like an expression of rage by people who feel neglected and turned away by the system.
Exactly. I mean, it's like we had in Watts or the riots in Chicago in 68.
That's crap. I don't buy that for a minute. Calling a riot an irrational expression of rage, that's such a cop-out. It's opportunism at its worst. It's a bunch of people grabbing any excuse they can find to go and loot a store. Nothing more. You know, the fact that these people ripped off the stores in their own communities, all that reflects is the degree to which these people have absolutely no respect for the law at all, and certainly no concept of, like, community or civic responsibility.
Wait a minute. White people commit crimes against white people, too.
Yeah, but they're not offing each other in record numbers all over America. Look at the statistics, for Christ's sake. It's one in every three black males is in some phase of the correctional system. Is that a coincidence, or do these people have, you know, like a racial commitment to crime?
Not only that, they're proud of it.
Well, maybe it says something about prejudice in the judicial system.
Yeah, if you want to talk about criminal statistics, you might want to take a look at the social inequalities that produce them.
Yap, yap. You know what? That's exactly what I hate. Because what you're doing, Davina, is taking one thing and calling it something else and just, you know, alleviating the responsibility that these people have for their own actions. You know, it's like saying, it's not a riot, it's rage. It's not crime, it's poverty. It's just nonsense. Bullshit. You know, it's exactly what happened in this trial, too, because the media twisted things around so people got all focused on, you know, these cops and whether or not they were going to get convicted and whether Rodney King's civil rights had been violated. I mean, everybody lost sight of old Rodney King himself. I mean, the guy's a multiple felon. By his own admission, he's high as a goddamn kite, driving 120 miles an hour down the highway. He gets pulled over by a bunch of cops, and he attacks them. He attacked police officers. That's the bottom line. And he walked.
Yeah, and there's some yahoo there with a video camera who turned it on halfway through, so that all we see is them hitting him.
Exactly. You know, you got Powell and Kuhn winding up and cracking him with billy clubs, and Bersenio's kicking him in the back of the skull, so it looks severe, you know? And people are going, oh, this poor guy who attacked four cops, and those cops end up on the stand defending themselves for using absolutely standard textbook self-defense procedures.
I don't think that the tape showed that at all.
Oh, you didn't think so, huh? And what, you're an authority, Ma?
Murray, what do you think?
Well, I did think that the police used their clubs rather excessively.
Who are you to say what's excessive? I think it was totally appropriate. I think they're in a better position to make that judgment call than you are. In fact, we as society grant cops a certain amount of authority to make those calls because we acknowledge that their job is difficult and dangerous. You know, unfortunately, very few people, like, respect that authority.
Look who's talking about respect here, Mr. Junior KKK.
Oh, what? What? You know what? You want to go to college, Davina? You should learn to listen.
Derek.
Okay, I didn't say I respect the laws. I acknowledge a cop's authority. I don't respect any laws that let monkeys like Rodney King back on the street. Second of all, I am not, as you well know, a member of a low-rent, disorganized bunch of rednecks like the fucking KKK. Please. So take your head out of your ass. I mean, you've gotten off the point. I had a point. That wasn't even the point.
Do you have one? What is your point, Derek?
All right, think about this. If Danny had been walking across the street that night and Rodney King had plowed into
him... Can we just drop this Rodney King thing?
Mm-hmm.
We're having a discussion.
We're having a nice discussion, right? If Rodney King had been driving along, hopped up on Shivas Regal and PCP and had killed Danny, he'd be singing a very different tune about the force of stuff.
I didn't hit anybody in the tapes, and neither did you.
He didn't happen to kill anybody, thank God.
Sit down, okay? Allie's sleeping.
If he had, though, I mean, come on, think about it. If that fucking monkey had run some kid over, everybody would have a very different opinion of this whole matter. You know, they'd be focused on Rodney King and not on these officers, but instead, he just attacked a few cops. And so all of a sudden, it's hands across America for this fucking total son of a bitch. I mean, it blows my mind. We're so hung up on this notion that we have some obligation to help this struggling black man, you know, cut him some slack until he can overcome these historical injustices. It's crap. This stuff you guys are saying just perpetuates it. All this liberal nonsense, you know, everyone's turning and looking the other way while our country rots from the inside out. And Christ, Lincoln freed the slaves, what, like 130 years ago? How long does it take to get your act together?
Well, Jews have been persecuted for over 5,000 years. Are you saying that it's wrong to feel sensitive about anti-Semitism?
Oh, forget that. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way, baby. I'm so sick of these liberal hypocrites.
Oh, here we go again. I love this part. This is great.
Well, look at the way that this scapegoated Chief Gates. I mean, you tell me they would have come down that hard on Black Willie Williams. No way, because that videotape was the sentence to get rid of Gates.
Excuse. Yes.
No. No, you cannot. Don't interrupt.
Excuse me. I was talking. I listened to you.
Don't interrupt her.
Who the hell do you think you are?
She's right in the middle of making a point.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Hey, Davina, sit down.
Derek.
Sit down.
Derek,
be quiet. Shut up.
Derek, get down.
Sit down.
No.
Derek, calm down.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
No. Sit your ass down.
You move.
No.
Get out of my way.
Sit down. Shut your
mouth.
No.
Derek.
No.
God damn it, Derek.
Sit down. Shut your mouth and give your girlfriend some respect.
Derek.
Derek,
what
get out of my way.
Trying to prove.
Murray, stay out of it. Come here. Hey. What are you
doing? Derek. Derek. Let her go. Derek, let her go.
Stop.
You need to learn some fucking manners, Davina. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up.
Shut up. She can't breathe!
Let her go!
Are you gonna apologize? Are you gonna apologize? Are you?
You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, I hate you!
What are you doing, Derek? This is your family.
Right, my family. My family. So you know what? I don't give two shits about you or anybody else or what you think. You're not a part of it and you never will be.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it doesn't? You don't think I see what you're trying to do here? You think I'm going to sit here and smile while some fucking kite tries to fuck my mother? It's never going to happen, Murray. Fucking forget it. Not on my watch. Not while I'm in this family. I will fucking cut your Shylock nose off and stick it up your ass before I let that happen. Coming in here and poisoning my family's dinner with your Jewish, nigger-loving, hippie bullshit? Fuck you! Fuck you! Yeah, walk out! Asshole, fucking Kabbalah-reading motherfucker, get the fuck out of my house! See this? That means not welcome.
What did I
you
do?
You disgust me, you know
what
that?
Did I
you
do?
Disgust me! Bring him
what
to our table and crimp in your hair and your dress!
What can I do?
Don't touch me! Oh,
what did I do to
that.
You?
How could you bring him to my father's table? How could you go from dad to that? Aren't you ashamed?
I'm ashamed that you came out of my body!
Go run to your fucking kite! Go run to him!
I'm so sorry, Darth. I really am. He's gone.
He's just a boy. He's out of fun.
Doris, you don't know the world your children are living in. Goodbye.
No,
come here.
Fuck you!
Davina, calm down. Calm down.
Let me go, goddammit!
Sorry.
Fuck you!
Sorry. I would never hurt you, you know that. Come on.
I screwed up. I lost control.
It's not you. I'm sorry. Come on, I'd never hurt you guys. I'd never hurt you. You know that. I'd do anything for you.
I don't believe you.
I trust you, dear.
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing out of bed, huh? You want a plane ride?
Yeah.
Going for takeoff. Woohoo! Woo! Oh no! Oh no, don't crash! Whoa! Gotta go. Oh, she's a crazy flyer. Kiss mom. Oh yeah. Okay. You don't feel too hot?
No, it's in my chest.
What are you up to?
I'm just thinking.
There's a lot of that going around. I don't even know how we got here sometimes.
Mom. I feel like I let you all down, only I don't even know what had happened.
Mom, it's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's cold in here. I wonder you're sick.
No, you don't get sick from the cold. You get sick from germs.
No, you get sick from smoking. You gotta quit. It's not good for you. What are you looking at me like that for?
When are you going to let that beautiful hair grow back?
The day you quit smoking.
Deal.
I better get Allie to bed. You say goodnight to Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to go to bed. Come on.
Goodnight, Mama.
Goodnight, baby. Mwah. All right, goodnight, Mom. That night again and again in my mind. I try to stop it from happening.
I want you out of this house. It's fine, I'll be gone in the morning.
You can move in with me.
In my mind, I imagine what would have happened if I hadn't gone to that room and told her.
With the wrong bull.
Close.
Come here! You should have earned your place on the fucking basketball court!
But you fucking monkeys never get the message!
My father gave me that truck, you motherfucker! You ever shoot at firemen? Come here, you shoot at my family? I'm gonna teach you a real lesson now, motherfucker! Put your fucking mouth on the curb!
Just put it on the curb right now!
That's it!
that to her. She ain't gonna open the door. I don't know. There's someone right fucking there looking at us. Hello?
Danny,
hello?
It's for you.
Be right there.
Open the door, Danny. It's fucking freezing.
Come
on, Danny.
Sees you.
Holy fuck, he's here?
Yeah, he's fucking
here. Jay's
here.
Fucking here.
Go pay your respects.
Fuck you, Seth.
Let's go talk to Cameron, man.
Father Vineyard?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm Jason. My buddy Chris here. We're friends with your brother.
You are a fucking god, man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yes!
I thought you turned that paper in.
I did. Now fucking Murray turned me in, and so Sweeney's making me write another one.
But old Sweeney, he never stops trying, now, does he?
Well, he's one of those proud to be nigger people. I hate those guys.
Oh, wait a minute, Danny. He's not proud. He's a manipulative, self-righteous Uncle Tom. He's trying to make you feel guilty about writing about Adolf Hitler. Yeah, some nigger, some spick writes about Martin Luther King or fucking Caesar Commie Chavez. It's a pat on the head.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, you can see the hypocrisy in that, can't you?
Definitely.
Come on, let's go, let's go. No, listen, man. I want to see you, okay? I do. But I got to take care of something tonight.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. I'm here. When you're ready, I'm here.
Look, would you do something with me?
Anything.
Leave with me.
Leave where?
Leave here. Leave all this. Just come with me.
Why would you want to leave? They worship you. You're like a god to them. I mean, if you think that we had it good before, wait till you see what it's like now.
Listen. I don't want all that. I don't want it. I don't want my family involved. Everything I've done here has fucked it all up. Do you understand?
Well, you think what you did was wrong? Oh, baby. Oh, come on. Those niggers got exactly what they deserved, and we all know that. I understand you just got out, but no one's going to hurt you. No one can even touch you. I mean, there's a small army out there. We're not going to let a bunch of spooks kick us out of here.
You're not listening to me, okay? I'm not scared. I don't want it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm through with this. It's bullshit, Stacy. Listen, you don't need this, Stacy. Come on, trust me. If you want to be with me, just trust me. Come with me. Come on.
You're nuts. You are nuts. No way. I don't think you realize what's been going on here. We are 10 times what we were, and we are bloody organized. I mean, it is like nothing you have ever seen.
This is a mistake. Forget it.
Wait a second. Wait a second. What was a mistake?
Stacy, just say goodbye. Just say goodbye.
This isn't you. I know you.
You don't know anything about me, Stacy.
Thank you.
Well,
We'll let the niggers, kikes, and spicks grab for their piece of the pie. Can't blame them.
Looks like we're going to have to fight together.
And if we scare the fuck out of people and a few people get killed in the process, so be it.
You gonna put that in your paper, Danny?
Hey, man.
Well, look who's here. The return of the soldier.
What are you doing here, Danny?
Come on, man. I had to check it out. You knew I was gonna come.
Let the kid alone, Derek. He knows when to go to bed.
Go wait outside.
Come on, dear. I'm not doing anything.
Come on, there's this little blonde girl. She's sitting out there. She keeps asking for you. I'm
right,
dying.
Shit.
Come on.
Okay, well, I gotta check out.
Go easy on her.
All right.
Wait for me right outside.
Take it easy. Chill out.
You're on safe ground. You don't have to watch your ass around here.
Come on, sit down, relax. You know, I'm sorry, the party was a little quick, but we're just so damn glad you're back, Derek. It's only natural you should feel a little funny.
I don't feel funny, Cam.
You know, you made the fat kid a little nervous. He thinks the joint messed with your mind.
It did.
Things have changed since you've been gone, Derry.
You talk about organization? Wait till you see what we've done with the Internet. We've got every gang from Seattle to San Diego working together now. They're not competing anymore. They're consolidated.
Only we lack is a little overall leadership. And that's where you come in. Because people out there, they've got a lot of respect for you, Derry. When you're ready, you ought to come and talk to me about it.
Well, you can forget about that. I'm done with it, Cam.
Yeah, well, I know you grew out of that shaved head bullshit a long time ago, thank God. I like your hair the way it is now. See, that's what I mean, Derek. We're thinking bigger now. No more of this fucking grocery store.
You're not listening to me. I am done with it. All that bullshit out there and all your bullshit, too. I'm out.
I understand how you feel. I mean, you've just done some hard time.
Don't you fucking talk to me about hard time. You don't know a thing about it.
Hey, I've done mine.
You didn't do shit. I found out about your little prison story. You did 2 months, and then you rolled over on two kids and let them go down for you. So don't feed me your fucking lies, Cameron.
All right. This is stupid.
I'm done. But if you go cool off, get laid, do something. Get your head on straight, then I'll talk to you.
Yeah, but it doesn't even really matter if I don't, does it? Because you got the next crop all lined up and ready to go, you fucking chicken hawk.
Excuse me?
You prey on people, Cam. You use them. I lost 3 years of my life for your fucking phony cause, but I am onto you now, you fucking snake.
Hey, Derek, watch it. Be careful. Remember where you are. This is not some fucking country club where you can waltz in and out of here.
Hey, shut up!
Shoot.
Shut the fuck up! I came in here to tell you one thing. I am out. Out! And Danny is out, too. And if you come near my family again, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Well, excuse me, but fuck you, Derek. You can't come barking threats at me. Look, you can do whatever you want, but Danny is a good kid. He's not some whining pussy like you. He needs my help, and I'm gonna give it to him.
If you come near Danny again, I will feed you your fucking heart, Cameron.
I won't have to. He'll come to me. I'm more important to him now than he'll ever be. You're a fucking dead man, Vineyard.
Hey, where's Cameron? Where the fuck is he?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Derek!
Stay away from the station.
Danny!
Hey, why don't you share with the rest of us what you just said to me, you piece of shit, race-spreading nigger!
You fucking nigger!
You monkey fucking
hey,
traitor!
Hey, Derek! You fucking nigger!
Nigger. 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 Nigger.
Hey, Derek! Come on!
He's a fucking nigger! Nigger, nigger!
Calm down,
nigger,
fool!
Nigger.
Where the fuck are you going?
She's gone! She's gone!
You know you're
make me fucking sick!
Dad, put down the fucking gun!
Go ahead, shoot
him, man! Shoot him, Seth! Do it! Do it, Seth! Shoot him!
You dare?
Come on. Come on.
That's so funny.
Look, I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. You weren't supposed to see that tonight. I told you not to come.
Fuck you, man. That was so fucked up.
I know. I know. Wasn't supposed to happen that way, all right?
That was fucked up. That's all there is to it.
That's not what I planned. It just all went to shit. It went to shit. Got totally out of control.
What's fucking happening to you, man?
Hey, look at me. I can't go back to that, Dan.
Can't go back to what?
To any of it. Those guys, the gang, that life, I'm done with it.
What happened to you up there?
Keep on back at the shower. Don't be late today, you piece of shit. Let's go, you want me to go?
After 2 days in that place, I didn't think I was gonna make it a week.
Come on, you fucker! You wanna eat today, you fucking piece of shit? Hey, you white trash piece of shit! You think you're fucking special, whitefish? Button that top button! Let's go, move! Are you fucking eyeballing me? Don't eyeball fuck me, asshole! I'll fucking kill you! Fucking keep my eye on you, you white piece of shit! And don't fucking eyeball me, boy! I'll fucking skull fuck you! Step forward! Turn to the left! Step forward to the chow! Let's go! Come on! Hey, fish, spin it! Spin it, fucker! Go!
All the wrong people knew who I was anyway, so I figured I'm just gonna put up a flag and hope a friend sees it.
don't fuck with me, all right? Because I'm the most dangerous man in this prison. You know why? Because I control the end of it. All right, we pick him up over here, and we store him over there. And I hope you can work out, all right? Because the last guy they sent me didn't wear no drawers, couldn't read the sizes in the drawers, and used to sniff the drawers, all right? We got two sizes, medium and large, all right? All you got to do is put the mediums with the mediums and the large with the large, all right? Now, look, I know it's a boring job, but it's better than that last shit they had me doing. I spent 2 years in the kitchen scrubbing hot-ass pots and pans. That you don't want to do, all right? So, man, you should be happy as shit that you land this job, all right? Ain't no telling what the hell they have you do up in the joint. By the way, what you in for? Probably robbed some old lady, huh? Okay, I know your kind, right? Badass peckerwood with an attitude. But let me tell you something, man. You better watch your ass. Because in the joint, you the nigga, not me.
I was a year in. I thought I was cruising. Then everything started getting complicated.
Something extra on the side with them boys, you know.
You're kidding, right?
No.
That's bullshit, man. Somebody should say something to him. What the fuck is he thinking?
Mitch is the only reason why you're not a corpse right now. Remember that.
You know what? I don't fucking give a shit. I can take care of myself. He shouldn't be doing that. I'm getting sick of it, man. There's a lot of fucking hard talk around here and not a lot of follow through.
I think you better chill out on the preaching bullshit, okay? We're getting a little tired of that shit around here. Ease up on it.
I told you, I don't want you all coming up here to see me.
I don't care what you told me, okay? I need to talk to you now.
So how is everyone?
Venus great. She's getting straight A's almost, and Allie's walking, starting to talk a little.
How's Danny?
Danny, he holds you up so high. He thinks you're the greatest. That's why he's bragging about you to Cameron. All his new friends. Starting to remind me of you.
Jeez, don't sound so worried, all right? I'm sure he's fine. I mean, he's 16 years old, Doris. He's not going to be a little angel forever, you know?
You think because I watched my firstborn fuck up his entire life that I can sit here and to see my baby falling down the same toilet.
You know what? I can't fix all this shit from up here, okay? Don't
I'm
bring this shit up to me, because all it does is make me feel bad. I'm trying to get through this, and you're just making it harder.
You think you're the only one doing time, Derek? You think you're here all alone? You think I'm not in here with you?
Man, look, every day I watch you go through these sheets like you want to get to the end of them. Look, nigga, will you chill the fuck out? God damn! No matter how fast you get through them, man, they're gonna keep bringing them in and bringing them in and bringing them in. And throwing them around like that ain't gonna do a damn thing but give you a fucking heart attack. And you know what? That's cool with me. But you know you're gonna give me a goddamn heart attack too. I know. I'm just a dumb, stupid nigga, right? What do I know? I know I ain't the one getting mad at them damn sheets, though. As a matter of fact, the only sheets I get mad at, I tell you. All right, boys, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna hate some niggas. That's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna hate some goddamn niggas. That's all we're gonna do is hate some niggas all day. I don't even know what a nigger is, but you know what? We're gonna hate him. My cousin Derek is in the pen right now, working next to a nigga, driving him nigga crazy. That's the ticket. Nice and easy. Now we can ignore each other in peace.
What are you doing? You know what he tells me? He goes, it's better than the pig I just tried to fuck.
Fuck him too. Whatever, I get back to Lantern back. Let's go.
He was taking it from the Mexicans and dealing it out to his own people. He didn't believe in shit. None of them did.
Man, don't look at me like that. You know what that smells like, right? Come on, man, don't tell me this smell doesn't remind you of a woman. God, I miss the smell, man. I mean, the job I had on the outside wasn't much better than this one. But at least I got to go home every night and lie down next to this sweet smell, man. God, I miss that. You got a woman? Yeah, you got a woman, man. Let me give you some advice. Alright? She comes to visit you. Whatever you do, no matter what, don't let her leave here in a fight, man. Don't let her walk out of here with a bad attitude, because if you do, you spend the next week wondering if she's out there getting her fuck on with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So when she comes in to see you, man, it's nothing but sweet talk through that glass, man. Send her away floating, alright? Because it's not like the real world. You know what I'm saying? Where you can fight, but it's cool to fight because you can make up and have that make-up sex. You know what I'm saying? That angry sex. That sex with an attitude. Where you just lay on your back and let her take out all that aggression on you. All guys know that, man. That's that good sex. That's that pow, pow, pow. Let her get on top, and she's going to punish you first, right? You've been a bad boy, huh? You've been a bad boy, and I'm going to punish you. I'm going to put it on you. Don't you ever let me catch you looking at another woman. Yeah, yeah.
I may forgive you if you bring it. I think I can. I forgive. Oh, right there. Right there. You're hitting it. My spot. That's it. Right? Yeah. Yes. Yes. I forgive you. I love you.
How do you figure the Lakers to ever be a bigger dynasty than the Celtics? The Lakers are like a flare-up, a fluke.
Are you
crazy?
You
know what I mean? Like, one good coach for 4 years. The Celtics are like a dynasty.
Oh, come on, man. The Celtics, right? The ugliest team in the history of sports. A dynasty of ugly motherfuckers, man. Look at Kevin McHale.
James Worthy? The guy has a head like a melon, stretching out.
No, he has ladies.
I can't even talk to you. I don't even know what you're saying.
You are tweaking. Boston Celtics.
How many is that?
That's enough.
No? All right. You got it? I lost count, man.
Doesn't matter, man.
All right.
Who's counting anyway?
All right, so I want to know something. What the fuck landed you in here? You didn't kill anybody. You're too skinny for a gangbanger.
Oh, ain't that a bitch, all right? Don't judge a book by its cover, man. I can throw these things, all right? You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. All right? Come on. What'd you do?
Oh, man, it's none of your business, all right? It's embarrassing, all right? It's none of your goddamn business.
What? Come on. Everybody in here is embarrassed. You think nobody in here got away with anything? What'd you do?
But man, I stole the TV, all right?
So you stole a TV? What's embarrassing about that?
I stole a TV from a store that was right next door to a donut shop, all right? I run out, the store owner's running behind me yelling, bam, I run into three cops, all right? Oh, see, I told you it was embarrassing, you laugh.
Wait a sec. That doesn't make sense. Nah, you didn't get 6 years for stealing a TV, man. Come on.
I go in the store, I come out, the police officer grabs my arm, and the TV falls on his foot and breaks it. They said I threw the TV at the office. Assault. 6 years.
Come on, tell the truth. You chucked it at him or something.
Like I said, I came out of the store, he grabbed my arm, it fell on his foot.
Oh, now, baby. There you go, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
How is he?
Only took six stitches.
hell are you doing here anyway?
Well, I came to talk about Danny, but we don't have to do that right now. I brought you some books.
Well, what about him? You know, don't keep me in suspense.
He's headed right where you are.
Oh, man. You know what? My mother already laid this trip on me, man. Danny's not my responsibility, you know? What do you expect me to do with that? It doesn't help me. Am I supposed to feel guilty?
I don't want you to do anything. I need to know the truth about how you feel.
Well, what, do you think I want him in here? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I feel. I'm all... I feel a little inside out. You know, I don't know. There's some things that don't fit.
Well, that happens. Look, Derek, you're too damn smart to be floating around here pretending you don't see all the holes in this bullshit.
Hey, listen, you know what? I said I was confused. I didn't say I didn't believe in it.
All right, that's why you have to stay open. Right now, your anger is consuming you. Your anger is shutting down the brain God gave you.
God, you know, man, you've been talking about what's going on in me since I was in high school. How the fuck do you know so much about what's going on inside me?
No, I know about me. I know about this place. I know about the place you are in.
What do you know about the place I'm in?
There was a moment when I used to blame everything and everyone for all the pain and suffering and vile things that happened to me, that I saw happen to my people. I used to blame everybody, blame white people, blame society, blame God. I didn't get no answers because I was asking the wrong questions. You have to ask the right question.
Like what?
Has anything you've done made your life better?
Just help me. Get me out of here, you know? I'm up in 4 months for review. Put in the work for me.
I already have. So you're out there anymore.
I don't want to fuck up my family anymore. I'll go as far away as I can get.
That's not good enough. You want my help, you got to do better than that. My help is not unconditional. But running just ain't good enough.
Yo, what's all that bullshit you put in the mess on, man? Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you fucking crazy? D, look at me, man. You can't make it in here on your own.
Look, I'm not afraid of those fucking pussies, okay? There were six of them and they jumped me. That's not gonna happen again. I hope they fucking try.
Look, man, I'm not talking about your Peckerwood friends. They're protecting your stupid ass. You dissed them in public. Now you're on your fucking own. Yo, man, I'm talking about the brothers, all right? They're gonna fuck you, toss your salad, then smoke your motherfucking ass.
Oh, why don't you tell me something I don't already know? You think I haven't thought about that? They're gonna come for me. There ain't nothing I can do. What can I do, man?
So I was right back where I started. Every day I was sure it was my day. Every time I stepped out of my cell... Every time I got in that shower, I figured it was only a matter of time before they made a move. I just hoped it'd be quick. but it never came. I couldn't figure it out because I knew some of them were itching for it. But after a while, I just put my head down and read the stuff that Sweeney sent me, and I kept to myself. Last 6 months in that place, I was like a ghost.
What's up, man? You getting out? Come on, man. What the fuck are you waiting on? Get the fuck on out of here, man.
Yeah, you know, I got this funny feeling.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I'm thinking maybe the only reason I'm getting out of here in one piece is you.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. You think I'm gonna put my neck on the line for some crazy-ass pack of wood?
Yeah, right. Stupid. I thought. I owe you, man.
Man, you owe me shit, aight?
Yes, I do. You'll be out of here in no time.
Come on, man. It's a piece of cake, man, aight? Just take it easy on the brothers, aight? The brothers!
God, man. Sorry, dear. Sorry that happened to you.
No, I'm not. I'm lucky. I feel lucky because it's wrong, Dan. Wrong, and it was eating me up. It was going to kill me. And I kept asking myself all the time, how did I buy into this shit, you know? And it's just because I was pissed off. And nothing I ever did ever took that feeling away. I mean, I killed two guys, Danny. I killed them. And it didn't make me feel any different. Got me more lost, and I'm tired of feeling pissed off, Danny. I'm just tired of it.
And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm really not. But I need you to understand. Because I love you, and you're my best friend. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Hey. Everything okay?
No, everything's great.
Yeah?
Great, yeah. You want to sleep in our room?
Sure. Thank you. This is good. Bye. Thank you.
All right, come on, let's go.
Thank you.
shower, right?
It's hard to look back and see the truth about people you love. I think if you asked Derek why it all went the way it did and where it all started, he'd still say it started when our father was murdered. But the truth is, it started earlier.
All right. Are we all meeting together for the game tonight?
Yes, definitely.
All right, Ben's Burger at 7 o'clock, and we go watch the big guy play.
Okay. Huh? Yeah.
Psyching up for the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm always ready for that. I got an English exam, third period. I'm having a heart attack. I'm not ready.
Matter of fact, you're gonna get a B. Might do you good. B minus.
Oh,
don't laugh.
I'm telling you, this guy is different. Dr. Sweeney, this guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've never had a teacher like this. He's got like two PhDs. I don't know what he's doing teaching in our school. He's not like other teachers.
What's he got you reading?
We got this essay exam on this book, Native Son. All in this one book.
Native Son, what's that? I don't know that.
That's a big surprise.
What I read?
I mean, they don't teach Tom Clancy in school.
Well, they don't.
So what is it? What is this Native Son? What is it?
Nothing. It's like this. It's like this book about this black guy. You know, it's we're doing this whole black literature unit.
What is it? Black History Month?
No, it's just like this guy Sweeney. You know, it's part of the course now.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing, it's just, you know, it's everywhere I look now.
What?
This affirmative blackshin.
Honey, a few new books doesn't qualify as affirmative black action.
Hey, read the book, Ace the Guy's Test. Just don't swallow everything he feeds you whole. You know, just because you see it on the evening news.
No, but like what?
All this stuff about making everything equal, it's not that simple. Look, now you got this book, Native Son. You know, what happened to the other books in the course? They're not any good anymore because Mr. Two PhD says they aren't? Huh? I mean, you got to trade in great books for black books? Does that make sense? Huh? You got to question these things, Dare. You got to look at the whole picture. You know, we're talking about books here, but I'm also talking about my job. I got two black guys on my squad now who got their job over a couple of white guys who actually scored higher in the test. That makes sense? Huh? Yeah, sure, everything's equal now. But I got two guys watching my back, responsible for my life, who aren't as good as two other guys. You only got the job because they were black, not because they were the best.
That sucks.
Yeah. Is that what America's about?
No, America's about best man for the job. You do your best, you get the job. You know, this affirmative action crap. I don't know what that's about. There's like some hidden agenda or something going on. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I do. I don't know. I didn't think about it like that.
Well,
this guy, though, I don't know. Dr. Sweeney, he comes on, like, so strong. It's kind of hard not to listen to him, but I don't know. Maybe some of what he says is kind of...
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
No. It's nigger bullshit. You see that, don't you?
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I will.
Good boy. Proud of you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Got it.
Thank you.
5:40 a.m. and in about 1 minute, I'm gonna watch the sun come up. I don't know if I've ever done that. Anyway, we're gonna try to pick things up and start over. It won't be easy, but we're all together again. And I feel good. I'm not sure if this paper is what you wanted. If I hit the social significance or whatever you're looking for. But for what it's worth, thanks a lot.
Wow, you look great. Look at you.
Yeah, gotta dress up for the parole officer.
Is she cute?
She is a fat guy named Hector. So, I'm out of luck. Well, I just gotta check in. Then I'm gonna see about getting my old job back.
Great.
Good morning.
Yes, I
know. Hey,
hey. Davina, can you help? Your sister's gonna help you, honey. You look great. Welcome, Dad.
Good. Thanks.
Come on, sweetie. What would you like to wear?
I wanna wear my
blanket. You do look good.
Yeah? Feel silly.
You look good.
Yeah?
Feel good?
Yeah, yeah. I feel, you know, a little... I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Listen, I don't know... I don't know if it's okay that I'm here. I want to be here.
Cameron Alexander and Seth Ryan are at the ICU at St. John's. They were jumped last night near Ben's Burgers.
How bad?
Well, it looks like they're going to live. Then they got lucky.
Somebody's got to lose, though.
Oh, what? We were kind of hoping that maybe you'd, well, you'd talk to your old crew.
No, come on. Well,
this
come
is
on,
not
no
a
way.
Good thing. Now, if there's anybody they're going to listen to, it's you.
I hate to tell you, but I'm out.
Okay, those guys are probably gunning for me now. Look, we're asking for your help here, Derek.
What, did you tell him I was going to do this? Come on, this has got nothing to do with me anymore.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do with you.
What are you doing to me? I mean, what are you... You know, I'm doing my best. I'm going like this just to keep my family in the clear. Don't ask me to fix this whole fucking situation.
I'm not asking that.
It was there before me.
You helped create it. You want to take a break now? You take a break, you'll find no peace. The way to find peace is to stick.
It's not gonna make a fucking bit of difference.
It might.
Not a bit.
It might.
Do you know what you're asking me to do? Do you really know?
Yes. I'm asking you to do whatever's in your power to do.
You know what you can do? You can get me shot by a bunch of white boys.
All right, Donnie.
Yeah, well, we're all going to have a laugh at that, let me tell you.
All right, I'm going to take him to school. I'll be back in a half an hour.
Come on.
Hey, you got something good for me this morning?
I'll give it to you, Dr. Sloan.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
so bad for Seth, man. Well, I wonder how bad they got fucked up.
I'm glad they're not dead, but other than that, I don't care.
Should we visit them?
Visit them? No, no, definitely not. Definitely not. Just stay out of it. Listen, too. I saw a car cruising by the house last night when I pulled out of there with Seth. If you get home before me today, just give a look around the street, all right? Make sure there's nothing going on.
Oh, man, this is bad. They're after you, man.
It'll cool off. If I made it through Chino, you know, this would be a piece of cake, right?
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'll work it out. Hey, keep your head up, all right? Things are gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Go turn that paper in.
Okay. All right.
See you. Hey, Dan. I'll see you at home. Right?
Yeah, I'll see you. Hey, good luck, all right?
Yeah.
See you later.
Catch up with you, all right?
I guess this is where I tell you what I learned. My conclusion, right? Well, my conclusion is, hate is baggage. Life's too short to be pissed off all the time. It's just not worth it. Derek says it's always good to end a paper with a quote. He says someone else has already said it best, so if you can't top it, steal from them and go out strong. so I picked a guy I thought you'd like. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strength, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory will swell when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature.